from Columbia, South Carolina. That's a prophetic weekend, Friday, May 2nd at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday, May 4th at 11 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. at the New Beginnings Glorious Church, 4100 Forest Hill Boulevard in West Palm Beach. Come and receive a word from God. For more information, 561-707-0672.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
To a true soldier, they love battle because they were made for battle. They are equipped for battle. Something happens on the inside of them when a battle starts. Hello? And that's what we are deployed to do. We are kingdom ambassadors, but we are warriors, led by a king who is a warrior, a lion of Judah, leading us in the battle. King of kings. He's the captain of the hosts. That means war. That means battle arrayment, battle armaments. Not to run and hide. Find your evidence. Hebrews 11, 1 through 3, verse 2 says, for by it the elders obtained a good report through faith. Think about that a moment. Through faith. The word goes on to say, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. It's through faith. Some things you are not going to understand unless you first believe. It's like a sinner standing outside wondering what's going on in here. Why do people act like that? Why do people stay in church? Why do people go to church in the first place? Why? They don't understand because they've not exercised faith. But when you exercise faith, it's through faith you begin to understand. God begins to give you understanding because to the carnal, fleshly, natural, reasoning mind, it's foolishness. It is. It's foolishness. The carnal mind cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Now, what our attorney needs is for you, let me say it this way, I'm just having fun with this, is for you to be a detective. You know, when somebody is suspicious about something, you know, they even got a program on television with restaurants when they feel like somebody's not doing right and they got somebody going there where they set up the cameras and you know, they do all the surveillance and they watch people when they don't think they're being watched. And what is it? They gather evidence. They hear how people are talking to the customers. That they see people taking money out the register. They see people, you know, taking bags of groceries out the back door. And when you confront them, they act like they don't know what's going on. How dare you? Okay, come with me. I've been doing some detective work, and I got evidence. Are you hearing? Now when I mean detective work, attorneys, they have people that work for them that can gather information. You know, they gather information on different things. You know, let's say a crime scene, people gathering information on history, on where they were a given night, friends, you know, all kind of things, type of firearms they possessed or bought in the past years, whatever it is. They do all this detective work, and they gather it, and they submit it to the attorney. Now, out of all the evidence they gather, sometimes none of it is relevant until they come across this one lead. You know how they talk, how that one thing cracks the case. It's the lead that opens up, that makes, that causes everything to make sense now. Well, see, you and I, the scriptures tell us, search the scriptures. How much of the scripture have you ever really read? I know, little portions, little pockets of things we read. How much of the scripture, how much of the spirit of the scripture, the heart and the mind of God, do we really understand? How much of it? Leviticus, Philemon, Habakkuk. These different books, some of us didn't even know it was in the Bible. Is that Bible? Where that book at? It's in there. But all of it, listen, really, all of it, Songs of Solomon, all of it has relevance to our spiritual welfare, amen, to our victory in Christ. But let me challenge you with this. Search the scripture. When you're in this court, when you're standing in need of God to do something, to move in your behalf, find the promise. Find something specific. Let me just say, in reference to our building, because I've given an awful lot of thought, lots of thought. You wouldn't believe the thought that goes into just the whole overall making of it and what God has to do versus what we have to do. But God spoke something to me. The Lord did. And told me, stand upon this. Stand on it, because I was searching the scripture. I said, Lord, I need more affirmation. I said, I can't really get it from people. You understand what I mean? People can encourage you, but God has to affirm you. See, at Jesus' baptism, he said, this is my beloved son. He didn't need man to affirm him. When God affirms you, that puts the seal on it. God said, I want you to take a look at Zerubbabel. When he said, oh, great mountain, who shall stand before Zerubbabel? He said, grace, grace, this mountain shall be removed. And God spoke to me and said, I had Zerubbabel to begin the building, and Zerubbabel will lay the capstone of the building. He will finish the building. God said, now you stand on that promise that I gave to you. You will start this building and you will finish this building. Are you hearing? The devil know what I'm standing on, what I'm believing for, what evidence I have that was God breathed. If you're standing for healing, standing for deliverance, standing in behalf of your children. Do you know the Bible says in Psalm 127, our children shall be olive plants round about our table. Our wives, men of God, are fruitful vines about the sides of our house. This is a promise from God. Our sons shall be arrows in our quiver. We'll stand against the enemy at the gate. Instead of worrying about current situations and what it looks like right now and how they've gone astray and the devil trying to devour them, you need some evidence. You need to gather some stuff to take into the courtroom of heaven and say, Lord, your word declares that my children and their children and their children, the four generations, shall serve you, shall honor you, shall be blessed by you. Hello? You got to get some evidence. Instead of just crying yourself to sleep at night and worrying yourself sick about situations. Sometimes things take turns. And unexpected stuff happens. And for the world, you don't understand. That's the time you really trust God. Say, God, your plan is bigger than my plan. Your thoughts at this time are not my thoughts. nor are your ways my ways. As high as the heaven is from the earth are your ways from my ways. But this I do know, your word that you have sent down in this earth, that I have taken hold of, it shall not return unto you void. It shall accomplish what you have purposed for it to accomplish. You know what? When things happen, it might sound like, let me say it this way. Get on that old horse. You know, that old faithful horse. That old trustworthy horse. See, the word never spoils. I said the word will never spoil. There are times you need to go back to a word that you had before and rekindle that passion. Meditate until you see it again. Meditate until it gets like fire down in your bosom, burning again. You need to recover, restore, take back some stuff that you had at one time. But every now and then, go back to Romans 8 and 28 and begin to declare to the enemy, you know what, I don't understand all this that happened. I don't even like all this that went down. Man, my spirit's been vexed. My feelings were hurt. My mind was confused. But guess what, Mr. Devil? I got a promise I'm still standing on. I got a promise God gave to me that won't grow old, it won't spoil. And that is this. For I know that all things work together for the good for me that loves the Lord. For I am yet called according to his purpose. All things. You don't have to like all things. God is doing a perfect work in a hostile environment where the enemy hates you, where they hide and watch you, where they want you to stumble and fall, where they want to take you out, where they want to lie on you, criticize you, ridicule you, oppress you. But yet, God is doing a perfect work. I said, God is doing a perfect work. For we know that all things work together for the good to them that are called according to your purpose.
We have come to the close of part 3 of our series entitled The Faith Crisis, Heaven's Courtroom. In heaven, my friend, the courtroom has no jury, only your advocate. Your Heavenly Father is all that you need. It is in His hands. Your future is bright because you've been equipped to win. The Lord is your judge. And when you present the evidence against your adversary Satan, all the accusations he has against you will be thrown out. Always remember that God is your judge and your advocate. Well, my friend, until next time, stay blessed and highly favored of the Lord. This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning and 7 p.m. Sunday night. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida. Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.